Thank you for tuning in to BOM, a ministry when life offers you no other option but God. I am your host, Apostle Bell, here to bring you insightful, informative, and definitely words of encouragement to change through the Word of God. I also have guest speakers that will come in and bring enlightenment to your life as well. Let's listen in and see what thus says the Lord.
The D in leadership, the direction in leadership. Now, these areas of leadership really deal with the essence of vision. And, of course, we understand that vision is not just, and I want to make this clear, that vision is not just something that pertains to like an event that you may do or an element of a ministry that God may give you. Don't limit it to just that. But a vision can also be a revelation of something that God has given you concerning a scripture, concerning something that you foresee in the future. So I don't want anybody to just limit it to just that God's giving me this idea for an event or for a ministry, but it also is a foresight to different things in Revelation, different things in Scripture. You know, like God is giving me the vision of different things like what I'm writing about in my books right now. The book that I'm currently working on is the I Do House, dealing with how to identify an ordained God relationship. And so these things in this a vision, an idea, a foresight, even in a dream, don't ever limit the vision to just you being in an awakened place, but also in a state of dreaming. You can have a dream about something that may be inspired. God may be inspiring you to do as well, as he did with Joseph. He gave Joseph a dream. I always like the story of Joseph because there's so many principles of dealing with favor, dealing with the future, dealing with all these elements that are built upon purpose for a lot of us. You know, the different struggle, the adversity, the isolation, the favor in bad situations, and just so many different elements that play such a powerful part in Joseph's journey to greatness, where even the favor rests upon his life, even in bad situations. But coming back full circle to the direction, when you start dealing with vision and you start dealing with direction, you know, the one thing you want to consider is, you know, is this God? A lot of times people was like, well, I don't know if it's God or not when I get it. But realize this also, that a lot of times the things that God will give you to maybe do or to write, you know it wasn't in yourself. As he told Peter, he says, who do men say that I am? He said, who do men say that I am? He said, some say you're a prophet. Say some say you're this, some say you're that. And he said, but what do you say that I am? He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus began to say to him, he says, you couldn't have got that revelation, that vision, except it would be given by God. In other words, he was saying, there's some, the things that God will give you a lot of times may even be simplistic, but it still may be so beyond your natural containment of knowledge that it becomes a part of the vision for your life. So in essence, when you start talking about the vision, you start talking about insight, you start talking about foresight, you start talking about dreams, all these things are vision. And in the book of Habakkuk, of course, y'all, this is very, very familiar. Some of y'all have heard me already talk about these things already, but I'm going to share it again on this plateau as well. So it talks about in Habakkuk 2:2-3, verses 2 and 3, it says, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. That says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait on it, because it will surely come and it will not tarry. So even in that little bit right there, there's about five principles I want to address in that part right there. And just those two scriptures, about five principles God really want me to kind of work on in that. The first one is he deals with the writing aspects. He says to write the vision. He says to make note of it. If you are going to have vision as a leader, if you are going to see the direction for others, you have got to be willing to do a little bit of writing. There's a lot of people, we have our visions in our mind. We know what we want to do in our mind, but it's something about actually seeing what you're trying to accomplish that really, really begins to transform the mind into the direction on which you're going into, the direction in which you see. If there's something of, there's a place, there's, let me say it like this, there's a place of visual of accomplishment that you can see visually that really transforms your ability to start operating in. A lot of times when I'm getting ready to go into certain modes, when I get ready for me personally, when I start doing woman to woman, you know, I've got like a little bit of a vision. That's a lot of times why I create the flyer very, very early. I create things very, very early so that I can see what it is that I'm trying to get to. I see the date. I see when it's going to start. I see the location. So automatically, my mind is starting to gear in and govern toward what it is that I'm trying to do. What kind of visions do you have? You know, you need to see them, even if everybody else don't see them right away. You need to see the vision of what it is you're trying to do, you know, in your own personal life. Start making a vision, a visual of your vision. We call them vision boards. Sherry got a big vision board. She showed me, got a lot of stuff on it and everything like that. But Sherry's got a lot of vision. And I don't want you to feel that because you may not have a lot of ideas or a direction of things, that you are excluded. Because God knows who can handle what. Even if you got one idea, be proudful, not prideful, but be proud of the fact that you have at least one idea to start with, because the misconception, the misdirection, and the deception of the fact that, well, God, you only gave me one thing. But remember, God gave Abraham one thing. He gave him a vision of him being a father of many nations. God has the ability to unlock that vision to many, many multiple things. That's the one thing we don't understand about how vision works in God, is that when God gives you the direction for one thing, that most times it's connected to so much more that we have no idea what it's connected to. Realize this. When you write down the vision for where you're trying to go, realize this as well, that people are connected to it as well. Most times God will not give you a vision, even in your own personal life. He won't even give you a vision for your own personal life that won't affect others, that won't impact others. Coming back full circle to Joseph, Joseph had a dream. He shared his dream with his brothers. His brothers didn't like it. They was against it and everything. And they, in essence, when he began to write the vision, so to speak, in his vocal sense, he began to display his vision, God started making provision. And a lot of times people say, don't share your dream with dream stealers. But God gave me a revelation in that, is that the excitement of what he was going to do. The dream didn't get stolen. The dream got assisted. Hallelujah. The dream got assisted because of Joseph's excitement. Sometimes we get excited about things and we'll start telling people about something that God has given us. And those that don't believe in it, of course, will provide that element of discouragement, saying, oh, you don't need to do that. You ain't got no money. You don't need to go this way. You ain't got enough skills. And all those different elements will play their part in the vision that God has given you, as it did Joseph. But as you can see, that for Joseph's case in particular right now, that by him sharing what happened, it pushed him and it assisted in his dream. In other words, his vision positioned him through the attacks of the enemy. That's why the Bible says that all things work together for good, so that even when you get excited sometimes about sharing your vision with some people, that the enemy will come in and try and destroy it. But look how God worked. That God, this is how powerful God. God is the Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. He's the Jehovah Jireh for our vision. That even when we do things out of our inspired excitement or whatever, because we got a revelation of something, because we got an excitement behind something we want to do, and we go share the wrong people, God said, even though you shared it with the wrong people, he says, I'll still make it good. I'll make it powerful. And he took and used his brothers to transform a negative into a promotion. Don't ever discount the dream stealers. Because we want to keep trying to keep pushing them out. But we have to realize that even the evil have its place in God's purpose. Even evil has its place in God's purpose. So don't ever discredit dream stealers, because they may come and snatch it. Watch this. They may come and snatch it and try and imitate it. Because we've had that happen several times with Woman to Woman over the past few years. Somebody's tried to imitate it. One woman even tried to do it. I'm laughing because some of y'all know her. One woman tried to do it, and then she tried to connect with me to extend it. But we had already started doing it, and she was on the back end of trying to do what we were already in place in doing. And then she ended up canceling hers and then trying to connect with me so that she could basically say what we were already doing anyway. And I found it kind of funny at the time when it started happening. And Sherry came and told me, she said, do you know such is doing one wrong? I was like, I knew it. You know, I knew what was going on, you know, things like that. And, you know, we just let it all play out. We didn't change our position. That's what my point in saying that is, that even though you may see your vision being unfolded under somebody else, don't panic. Don't panic. Just keep on moving in it. Just keep on addressing it. Keep on doing your part. Because remember, your vision is designed for you. Your vision that God has given you is designed to work in the power that God has given it to you. So don't try and change up things because you may see it on a bigger plateau of somebody else. Don't change up your format because the surroundings of whoever else is doing it may present a different arena of people or a bigger arena of people. You know, just continue to do it. Because I'm telling you, every year I see Woman to Woman. Every time Woman to Woman come up, you don't see Woman to Woman no other time during the year. But every time we start doing Woman, and this is not a brag at all, but you ain't seen nobody talk about Woman to Woman right now. But come March and April and February, somebody else, it happens every year, somebody else is going to present Woman to Woman somewhere. Every year. It happens every time we start putting it out there. So I just got used to it and just kind of let it go. But my whole point in saying that, don't want to take too much time on that, but my whole point is in saying all of that is, don't be discouraged when dream stealers try and come in to kill off your dream. Remember, God gave you a dream life. And even as it said on in the scripture, it will speak and not lie. Realize this. Here's an important point. Realize this, that vision has an assigned season to speak. It's already set in an appointed place to speak for your life. So don't get discouraged over time when it does not appear in the time you expected it to, because it's already in God's planner to show up at a specific time. I'm going to talk a little bit about that in a minute. But you want to make sure that you record the vision. You want to write the vision. You want to make sure that you can see the vision. Put it on a wall. Put it in a bathroom. Put it in your phone. Make it your screensaver. I have vision in my phone that's a screensaver to remind me that there are certain things that I must accomplish. So when I swipe and cut my phone on, there's that vision. Then I got another vision on the other side of the phone that I have to, that when I go past my screen, my safe screen, then I go to my home screen that provides me another vision to continually remind me that there are some things that I must accomplish. I have a deadline for this book that I'm writing. Not trying to make this about me, but I'm just trying to give you some examples. But I have a deadline to get this book out before Thanksgiving. It's in my heart, just like the book that I just wrote. It was in my heart to get it out on my birthday, and it came out before my birthday. So the vision fulfilled at its appointed time. Don't be discouraged in the time frame. I don't know why I'm going this way right now, but don't get discouraged in the time frame of the things you're trying to accomplish. Don't get discouraged in it. Don't get into your emotions. Remember, you were doing what you were supposed to do in God that led about you writing the vision. You were just walking in your place in God. Because in honesty, I had stopped writing. I wrote a book back in 2004, 2003, called Total Man. And I was very, very discouraged because the editor ran off with my book. This was a book that God gave me some profound revelation on in Psalms 23, where he talks about how he restores the soul. And God was really giving me some profound revelation on what exactly causes our soul to be depleted, what causes our soul to get exhausted. And he had showed me some in-depth revelation of what we put in that place of our soul, void fillers, I called it in the book. And in essence, the editor moved to Colorado from Tyler, moved to Colorado, and then changed the number, never contacted me, ran off with that book. And I was very, very discouraged, so I had quietly stopped writing. Then God started inspiring me again to write again, and then I was able to do that. But in essence, I wanted to encourage you that it's important for you to write the vision. First thing you want to do is make it plain. Make it plain. In other words, after you write it, the second thing is you want to make it plain. When you write it, get clarity and distinction. Vision must have some distinction. When God first showed it to you, it's probably going to be a little bit blurry. You're probably going to get parts of it. You're probably going to get components of your vision. But you may not get the fullness of it all at once. Remain steady in your place. It's okay to be excited, but remain steady. Don't start trying to do too much because you have a vision of marriage. Don't start doing too much because you have a vision of business. Don't start doing too much because you have a vision of ministry or even in your personal life or for your kids. Don't move too fast. Give God some more time to sponsor the vision. When I say sponsor the vision, I'm not talking about financially right now. I'm talking about him providing the information for the vision. Him providing what's needed for the vision. Him providing what it is, what vision that he's given to you. Give him some more time. Give him some more time with it. Make it plain. Be distinctive. Watch this. Watch this. Don't move until you see clearly. Don't move until you see clearly the vision. Don't move until you see clearly the vision. Remember this. Moving prematurely is very, very key because you can speed up some things that you're not ready for in the vision. It took Jesus 33 and a half years to start walking in the vision that was prophesied all throughout the Old Testament. 33 and a half years, because it took time. Remember, some visions take more time. Some visions take more time. Some are instant, but some take more time. Patience is the key. I know that's a word that a lot of people don't like, but Patience is the key. 33 and a half years before Jesus even started the movement. Y'all, I look at myself. It took me over 20 years to really understand what it is that God really wants me to do. Well, not 20 as a whole, but more so probably about 2007, more like 10. But 20 years was like a process of all the up and down that I went through, accepting my call as a minister, all the years of going back and forth. You know, when I accepted Christ as my Savior back in 15, you know, that at that point started my ministry, started my vision, started my journey in God. And then all the ups and downs are part of the testimony of the ministry. That's why a lot of times I say I've been in ministry over 25 years or so, more than that, because I started at 15 when I accepted Christ, accepted him as my Lord, and then I went up and down in my walk from that point until I understood what it is that I want. But then it was about when I turned around 22 that I kind of understood my call as an apostle more so, and things like that. The vision was tearing. It was tearing. It was working its way into my life. It took a moment of patience. I needed all of that to get to where I am now. Where I am now, I'm preparing myself for where I'm going. So these envisioned things, there's even things that I've envisioned that are still yet to happen, that I've envisioned years ago. But I hold fast to it. I remember it. I go back and look at it from time to time, and I wait. I wait. Because just because God gave it to you.
Thank you for listening to this message. I pray that it was indeed a blessing to your life. If it has been a blessing, and you would like to give me more feedback and let me know how it has been a blessing to you, please send me a message, or you can even go to www.journeymanbell40.com. That's www.journeymanbell40.com. And also, please feel free to share at any of your convenient social media pages here at Breath of Life, where we believe life offers you no other option but God. Take care, and may God bless you.